Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man tabi'ahum wa walahum bi ihsanin ila yaumiddin wa ba'd. Faqad qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid ba'da a'udzu billahi minasy syaithanir rajim. Wa ma min dabbatin fil ardi illa 'ala Allahi rizquha wa ya'lamu mustaqarraha wa mustawda'aha kullun fi kitabim mubin. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين مثبت العلماء الكرام اللزم برادرز I don't mean to sound negative but currently there are many problems trials tribulations and challenges that we as human beings are facing. Be it some marital problem, or another person is having some health issue, or some other person having some legal issue, and different kind of problems and challenges we face. And on one hand, and another very common complaint that we find nowadays, especially in the current situation of the world, that people complain of their financial matters. You know, things are tight, I can't make ends meet, not coming out, cost of living is gone too high, the rest of it. So on one hand, we'll have the kuffar, the disbelievers, who do not believe in وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا who do not believe in Allah, do not believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for every single person, every single creature. They do not believe that whatever a person is destined to get, that is what he will get. So when they face these kind of challenges, these kind of difficulties, then they will resort to fraud and robbery and theft, embezzlement of funds. And if the situation is very, very dire, very, very severe, the person will even take his life, will commit suicide. But alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, we as Muslims, we have been blessed with the teaching of Quran, been blessed with the teachings of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the teachings of Quran and Hadith, there is a solution, there is an answer to all the problems that we face. Every single problem that we face, every single challenge that we face, we will find some sort of answer in Quran or in the Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, regarding this matter, financial matters, when there's constraints and when there's difficulty in finances, then likewise in Quran and Hadith, we find certain teachings which if a person will act upon, he will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring ease in his financial life. And today, my dear brothers, in the time that we have, I'd like to share with you a few of these teachings from Quran and Hadith that how we can bring about ease in our financial lives. But before I proceed with these teachings of Quran and Hadith, there's two important things for us to understand. And if you can understand this, digest it, internalize it, and we can truly appreciate this, then the major part of our problems are already sorted out. If we can accept this fact, then the major part of our problems are already sorted out. The first of the two things is that instead of us looking to fatten our bank balances, for instead of us trying to acquire more and amass more, rather we should be looking to increase the barakat in our wealth. Barakat is something else. Barakat has been defined as al-khayrul kathir. A lot of good, a large amount of money, but if it is devoid, it is free of barakat, it has no barakat in it, then in a short span of time that money will be used up or it will be spent up in worthless avenues. A person look back, he will spend, and then look back and wonder where did all the money go. But on the other hand, if a person has barakat in his wealth, then a small amount of money will go a long way. A small amount of money will go a long way. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he will make dua for barakat. وَبَارِكْ لِي فِي مَا أَعْطَيْتْ Nabi salam made, O Allah, bless me in whatever you provide for me. And that is why we find that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in his life, and likewise in the lives of his sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, although there was very little, there was poverty, it was very little, but in the little that they had, it went a long way. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had just completed digging the trench, in the battle of trench, he just finished digging the trench. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu noticed that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very hungry. So he quietly went home, told his wife, do we have anything to prepare and serve to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She said, yes, we have some barley, which we can make into dough and bread, and we have some a young kid, a baby goat, which we can slaughter and prepare that meat and serve it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala slaughtered that kid, that baby goat, and he cut it into pieces, and then he put it onto the fire to cook. And the dough, he made the wheat, the barley, he made into dough. And now his wife tells him, go to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and tell him that he is invited for a meal to our home. Him and a few of his sahaba, handful of his sahaba. And we know, my dear, our banquets, our walimas, our function, the biggest worry, maybe the food will run out. So Jabir, make sure you only call Allah's Nabi and a few people. So Jabir radiallahu ta'ala goes to the army. Quietly he goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi, we have prepared a meal for you. So you and a handful of people who you choose, please come with us and please come with me and join me for this meal. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands up and he makes an announcement. Inna Jabirun qad sana'a lakum suran fahayya hala bikum. O entire army, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala has prepared a meal for you. So let us all now proceed to the house of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Jabir radiallahu is now panicking, he's worrying that the food is going to run out. And what is his wife going to say? So Allah's Nabi tells, O Jabir, quickly go ahead of the army and the pot of meat, keep it on the fire. Keep it on the fire. And your dough, don't start baking it as yet until I come. Allah's Nabi comes, the army comes. Allah's Nabi goes to the pot of food. فَبَصَكَ فِيهَا وَبَارَكَ. Allah's Nabi makes dua for barakat. For barakat, and he blows into this food. And then he goes to the dough, and he makes dua for barakat, and he blows into the dough. Jabir radiallahu says that that day we fed, and we fed, and we fed, and 1,000 people ate from that pot of food. And after the 1,000 people left, our pots were still brimming with food. Our pots were still brimming with food. So this is what we call barakat, al-khayrul kathir. From a little, we Allah Ta'ala brings a lot of goodness. So instead of us trying to increase our wealth, my dear brothers, we should be trying to increase the barakat in our wealth. Do those things that will bring barakat in our wealth. And the second thing, my dear brothers, is that we find in Quran and Hadith, there are many, many teachings. Many, many teachings. The effectiveness of these teachings depends upon how much yaqeen and how much conviction we have in this teaching. The more yaqeen, the more conviction we have in the teaching of Quran and Hadith, the more effective they will be. So when we will hear these advices about how to bring barakat in our wealth, when we practice upon it, and when we do it, it is a full yaqeen, full conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has promised us that if we will do this, it will bring barakat in our wealth. It is a full yaqeen and act upon these advices. So what are the advices from Quran and Hadith which Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that will bring barakat in our wealth? The first thing, my dear brothers, very, very simple advice. Allah's Nabi taught us that when we enter our home with the greeting of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah's Nabi told Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Bunayya, O my lad, O my young boy, إِذَا دَخَلْتَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ فَسَلِّمْ يَكُنْ بَرَكَةً عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِكَ. O Anas, my young boy, my young lad, when you enter your home, make salam to the people in your home. This will bring barakat in your home. This will bring barakat in your family. Quran Sharif says, وَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبًا. Quran Sharif teaching, when you enter your home, make salam. What is salam? Tahiyyatan min indillahi. It is a greeting that has come from Allah. Mubarakatan. Very, very blessed. Tayyiba. Very, very pure. What is the meaning of the salam being tayyiba, mubarakat, tayyiba? We look at the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he told, oh Adam, you in Jannat, you see there's a group of malaika sitting there. Go and greet them with the greeting of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And see what reply they give you. The reply that they give you will be the greeting of your greeting and the greeting for your progeny to come till the day of Qiyamah. So Adam alayhi salam goes to this group of malaika and he says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The angels reply, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah's peace, Allah's mercy, and Allah's blessings be upon you. So salam, this greeting of salam came from Jannah. When Allah takes us all to Jannah, my dear brothers, the greeting of the people of Jannah, tahiyyatuhum fiha salam. The greeting of the people of Jannah is Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In Jannah, when Allah will meet, people will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah, Allah will greet him, Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Allah will greet the people, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The angels in Jannah, wal malaika yadkhuluna alayhim min kulli bab, Salamun alaikum bima sabartum. The angels will enter in Jannah and they will greet the people of Jannah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This greeting of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh has come from Jannah. So Allah's Nabi told Anas, enter your home and greet with the greeting of Jannah. Just as there is only barakat in Jannah, likewise greet with the greeting of Jannah in your home and Allah will fill your home with barakat. So the first teaching, my dear brothers, is that when we enter our home, very simple advice, greet with the greeting of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we're taught in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, such complete teachings we have in our deen. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would enter his home, he will make salam in such a tone that the person awake could hear the salam. And the person who was asleep would not get disturbed. So let's put this into practice. And when we enter our homes, greet with the greeting of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The second thing, my dear brothers, is that we develop the taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always hear this word taqwa, which means the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Arabic, it's defined as imtithalu awamirillah wa ijtinabu nawahi. That every juncture, every moment in my life, what does my Allah want of me? What does my Allah want of me? Quran Sharif says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. That person who will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from every difficult situation, Allah will make a way out for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will provide for him. Allah will give him rozi. Allah will give him sustenance from avenues that he least expected. Under the commentary of this verse in Ibn Kathir, the riwayat is brought there that Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to complain to Allah's Nabi, that, oh Allah's Nabi, I am a poor person, poverty stricken. And added to this, my son has been captured by the enemy, by the kuffar. So Allah's Nabi gave him one instruction, oh Malik, be patient and adopt the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sahabi of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to act upon the teaching of Nabi alayhi wa sallam, being patient and developing the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, his son, who had been a captive of the enemy, he managed one day to untie himself and he began to flee and escape. And as he was escaping, he came across a large herd of the animals belonging to the kuffar. So he took this large herd of animals with him. And now he returns to Medina Munawwara. He knocks at the door of his home and calls out to his parents. His parents are shocked. They open the door and not only do they see that his son has returned to them, but behind him they see this large flock of animals that he has come with. So Malik al-Ashja'i says, I will not touch these animals until I ask Allah's Nabi, is it permissible for me or not? He goes to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him the story. Allah's Nabi says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Because you feared Allah, Allah took you out of a difficult situation. Allah returned your son to you. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah has provided from you from an avenue that you least expected. So my dear brothers, we develop the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will bring barakat in our lives, in our wealth. The next thing, my dear brothers, is that we give up a life of sin. We give up a life of sin. In the Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned that وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيُحْرَمَ الرِّزْقَ بِالذَّنْبِ يُصِيبُهُ. A person is deprived of wealth. A person is deprived of sustenance, rozi, and rizq because of the sins that he commits. Because of the sins that he commits. Imam Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi mentions that sins bring about a lot of problems in a person's life. A lot of problems in a person's life. And amongst the things he mentioned, one thing is hirman rizq. A person will be deprived of wealth, deprived of sustenance, deprived of rozi. And he says, just as the taqwa, as taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings a mujlibatun lirizqi, it brings about rizq in a person's life. Fatarku taqwa mujlibatun lilfaqr. Leaving out taqwa, committing sins, this will bring about poverty in a person's life. And he says, وَمَسْتَجْلَبَ الرِّزْقَ مِثْلُ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاسِ. There is nothing more effective to bring about barakat, to bring about wealth and sustenance and rose in a person's life than a person giving up a life of sin. So let us give up a life of sin and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us barakat in our wealth. And the next thing goes with it is istighfar. Making tawbah and istighfar and repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, there are many, many, many benefits in making istighfar and repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of our sins. Amongst the things is that Allah's Nabi said, "Man lazima al-istighfar ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja wa minhu min kulli hammin faraja." That person who will make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from every tight situation Allah will make a way out, and from every grief Allah will bring ease. And وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, and Allah will provide for you rosy from avenues that you least expect. Quran Sharif tells us, Allah Ta'ala relates to us the story of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَارًا. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, in his da'wah towards his people, he said, "O my people, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the most forgiving. What will be the benefit of making istighfar? يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ." That Allah Ta'ala will send down rain from the sky, and Allah Ta'ala will increase your children, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will increase your wealth. Under the commentary of this verse in Qurtubi, the riwayat is mentioned that once a person came to Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi. He told Hassan Basri, "We are suffering from drought." The reply of Hassan Basri rahmatullahi was "Istaghfirullah, seek Allah's forgiveness." Another person comes and he says, "Oh Hassan Basri, my wife cannot fall pregnant. Istaghfirullah, seek Allah's forgiveness." Another person comes and complains of poverty. Istaghfirullah, seek Allah's forgiveness. Another person comes and says, "My garden is not producing fruit." Istaghfirullah, seek Allah's forgiveness. The students who had been sitting around, they were amazed. Like a person goes to the doctor, someone with diarrhea, someone with the flu, someone with some other ache or pain, and the doctor continues to prescribe the same medication. It is strange. So Hassan, same different problem, same prescription. You can't understand this. So he says, "I did not pull this out from my pocket." Allah says in Quran, "وَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا." Seek Allah's forgiveness and Allah will alleviate and take away all your problems. Allah will give you barakat in your health. Allah will give you barakat in your wealth. Allah will give you barakat in your family. So we make complete istighfar and tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our sins. And then my next thing, my dear brothers, is that we join family ties. Silatul arham, we join family ties. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that man sarrahu ay yubsata lahu fi rizqihi wa yunsa'a lahu fi atharihi falyasil rahima. That person who wants to live a long, prosperous, wealthy, healthy life, then that person must join family ties. That person must join family ties. Unfortunately, my dear brothers, today many of us lack in this regard. And worse than that, my dear brothers, is that some of us, Allah save us, Allah save us, we have even cut off ties with our parents. Wallahi, my dear brothers, a person will see no joy, no happiness in this world if he has cut off ties with his parents. If we know what is good for us today, we will go. If we're in such a situation today, we will go and we'll cry at the feet of our parents that, "Oh my beloved father, oh my beloved mother, please forgive me." When Allah Ta'ala created such a thing as family ties, Allah gave this, mentioned Hadith Sharif, Allah gave family ties a shakal, a form. And Allah now caused family ties to talk. So family ties spoke up and he said, "Oh Allah, I am standing up here today to ask you to protect me from people cutting me off." And he continued to plead before Allah subhanahu, to plead before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah consoled family ties and told him, "Man wasalaka wasaltuhu, wa man qata'aka qata'tuhu." That person who will join you family ties, I will join him with my mercy and my forgiveness and my barakat. And that person who will break you, I will break him. That person who will break you, I will break him. I will not give him no happiness. I will not give him any barakat in his life. So very, very important, my dear brothers, that we join family ties to bring barakat in our lives, in our wealth. The next thing is that in our business transactions, we be absolutely honest, absolutely transparent, absolutely open. The hadith, my dear brothers, today, many, many of the problems that we face, be it the drought or other things as well, is because of us cheating in business. Because of us doing other people down. The Hadith Sharif says, وَلَمْ يَنْقُسُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ إِلَّا أُخِذُوا بِالسِّنِينَ وَشِدَّةِ الْمَؤُونَ وَجَوْرِ السُّلْطَانِ عَلَيْهِمْ. When people cheat in business, then Allah Ta'ala will cause drought and famine to come about. وَشِدَّةِ الْمَؤُونَ, and the cost of living, as they say, will go through the ceiling. The cost of living become very, very high. وَجَوْرِ السُّلْطَانِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah puts such leaders which will cause zulm upon the people. So many of the difficulties we face today is because of us cheating in business. And this lack of barakat in our wealth is because we are not open, not transparent in our business. Allah's Nabi said, when two people do a transaction, فَإِن صَدَقَا وَبَيَّنَا بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا. When people do a transaction, and in that transaction they are honest, they are transparent, they are open, they don't conceal. If the goods have fault in it, they do not conceal the faults. They are open, they are transparent, then Allah Ta'ala will give barakat in that sale. The wealth, the money that will be made from that sale will have barakat in it, will have blessings in it. On the other hand, فَإِنْ كَتَمَا وَكَذَبَا مُحِكَتْ بَرَكَةُ بَيْعِهِمَا. But if they lie and they cheat and they are not transparent, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away the blessings of that transaction. And Allah will give no blessing in that transaction. So my dear brothers, time has run out. These are just a few advices. Likewise, there are many, many other teachings in Quran and Hadith, which if we will adopt, bring into our lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us barakat in our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us barakat in our wealth, in our lives, in our family. And Allah ta'ala save us from faqr. Allah ta'ala save us from poverty. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, many, many of his du'as, he would seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from poverty. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله القائل وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها ويعلم مستقرها ومستودعها كل في كتاب مبين فنحمده حمدا كثيرا كلما يحمده الحامدون نشكره شكرا جميلا كلما يشكره الشاكرون ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنفعنا يوم القيامة يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي يغبطه الأولون والآخرون صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم يجمع الأولون والآخرون أما بعد فيا أيها الناس أوصيكم نفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون ويقول الله عز وجل فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب هذا وحثكم على طاعة الله وطاعة رسوله ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد خسر وغوى واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين ويا نجاة التائبين الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي ساعة من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين سادتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمهات المؤمنين وعن آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن جميع الصحابة الغر الميامين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله ومن آذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذه وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداءنا أعداء الدين واجعل هذا البلد آمنا مطمئنا وسائر بلاد المسلمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قال الله تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن
straighten ourselves. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم
الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله
علانيته وسره فأهل أنت أن تعبد وأهل أنت أن تحمد وأنت على كل شيء قدير لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين نستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.